And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
11:32, time for round one of radio's shortest quiz, 60-second challenge. And joining us this morning, one of our regular contestants, who's away fishing in Anglesey at the moment, so we're hoping the signal doesn't let us down. Say good morning to Ian Jones. Hi, Ian.
Hi, Dave. You okay?
I'm fine, thank you. So you're on one of your many fishing trips up there, I gather.
Yes. Slightly damp, it bounced down most of the night, but I had a couple of fish, so I was quite pleased in the summary.
Brilliant. Now, is it true that when it rains, the fish come to the surface, so it's easier to catch them, or is that just one of those old wives' tales?
No, you do get them on the trot. In fact, them by what we call Lily Pad Lake, which is about 60 foot by 30, much in the carp circle now, so it does bring them up a little.
Ah, right.
It's adding oxygen to the water, but most of the time, it stimulates them to feed, so actually fishing in the rain is a good time.
Right, so you're one of the few people that don't mind when it rains then, I'm guessing. When you're out fishing, anyway.
Yeah, we don't want bright sunshine. Bright sunshine stops the fish, in effect.
Ah, right. Brilliant. Got it now. Right, so let's get on with the matter in hand. 60-second challenge. You've done this loads of times before, so you know how it works. I'll give you 1 minute to answer as many questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Okey-dokey.
Good luck, and here they come. In which decade did Gabrielle have her first chart success?
The 80s.
Which comedy duo was backed by a group called the Stonkers?
Hale and Pace.
Which number follows East and Heaven?
17.
Complete this Jimi Hendrix song title, Purple.
I'm sure. Hello?
Yes, I was just listening for your answer. Purple, what was the answer to?
I said sunshine.
Sunshine, okay, sorry about that. Which flower was a hit for Vince Hill in 67?
Edelweiss.
Whose first hit was Hanging Tough in 1989?
Elton John.
How is the punk star John Lydon better known?
Johnny Rotten.
Who had an album and a single in 1981 called Physical?
Olivia Newton-John.
Which Irish band had a top-selling album called The Joshua Tree?
U2.
I'll give you two more because we had that break there for a moment there. How many members of Wham were there?
Four.
And who recorded an album called Regatta de Blanc?
Police.
Right, OK, let's see how you got on. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 questions in your allotted time. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 questions right, but no passes at all. So not a bad score. Let's go through the ones you slipped up on. In which decade did Gabrielle have her first chart success? You said the 80s. It should have been the 90s. But you were close, yeah. The Jimi Hendrix song wasn't Purple Sunshine. Before your time, this one, I'm guessing. It was actually Purple Haze, which is sort of on the right lines, isn't it, when you think
about
it?
Yeah.
Whose first hit was Hanging Tough in 1989? That was New Kids on the Block. And finally, how many members of Wham were there? Not four, but just two. Andrew Ridgeley and George Michael. So we'll find out whether it's a winning score in an hour's time, but thanks for taking part. Enjoy the rest of your day fishing, and we'll have you back on the quiz again real soon.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Good to talk to you. Bye-bye now. Bye.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Bang on 12:30, time for round two of radio's shortest quiz. It's the 60-second challenge. If you're listening an hour ago, you will have heard Ian Jones on a fishing trip to Anglesey, taking a break from the fishing to take part in the quiz, and getting a decent score, 7 out of 11, with no passes at all. Hoping to beat that score, another one of our regular contestants. Say good afternoon to John Ellis. Hi, John.
All right, Dave.
Now, this could be the week when you win the competition.
Yeah,
could be the week I'll get a really hard question.
Well, it might be, but I know on many occasions you've done this and you've got a decent score, but you've always been up against somebody who's got a really excellent score. So today, well, that's right. Keris Phillips isn't in the picture today, and Kevin Jeffries, I think, must be on holiday because he's disappeared as well.
And of course, Mike, I'm just going to say.
Mike Devitt, he was another one of our regulars, yes.
I think I played him a few times. I don't think I ever beat him.
No, that's right. I don't think hardly anybody ever beat him.
Very sad to hear that.
It was indeed, wasn't it? Very, very sad, but nice that his family were happy to hear a recording of him from 2012 taking part in the quiz. Right, so back to the matter in hand. Right. You've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. As you know, I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass, but bear in mind that Ian Jones didn't pass on any questions at all. Okay, and here they come. In which decade was Mariah Carey born?
60s.
Which song was a number one hit for both Harry Belafonte and Boney M?
Mary's Boy Child.
Which singer and jazz trumpeter was nicknamed Satchmo?
Louis Armstrong.
Which surname is shared by the sisters singers Brenda and Peggy?
Lee.
Who founded the Plastic Ono Band?
John Lennon.
Which Annie had a number one album with Diva?
Diva, was that, sorry?
Diva, yeah, D-I-V-A.
Lennox.
Who had a number one hit in the 70s with You Won't Find Another Fool Like Me?
New Seekers.
What did singer Isaiah Turner change his first name to?
Ike.
Which supergroup was Agnetha Falscock a member of?
ABBA.
Whose first hit was Seven Seas of Rye in 1974?
Queen.
Which Roger was King of the Road in 65? And you're going to go for Roger Miller on that one. Well, I think this could be your day. Let's see.
Oh, I'm going to get the bunty now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11 questions answered. Exactly the same number as Ian answered. No passes, again like Ian. But on this occasion, John, you got 10 questions right. You've done it.
I'm up for a lap of honour.
Absolutely, yes. Make sure all your friends and neighbours know that after years of trying, you finally won. Is this the first time you've won it, by the way?
No, I have won it.
Yeah, but it was a long time ago,
I suspect. Yeah.
Brilliant. So well done for that. An absolutely fantastic score. And what we'll be doing, as we always do every week, is put the recording of the 60-second challenge on our website a little bit later on today, or perhaps early tomorrow, so you'll be able to play it back and impress all your friends.
I'll let everybody know.
Absolutely. Really good to talk to you, John.
Thank you, Doug.
And we'll have you back on the quiz again real soon. Cheers.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. Bye.
Hey,
he did well, didn't he? And as we always say at this point, next week could be your turn. Like John, doesn't always get the highest score. He always enjoys taking part. Send us a message next week if you want to have a go at the quiz then.